to me in any form or any way, like they talk sex now, there wasn't any of that. Everything was clean, bubble. Well, I was mad at my mother. There I was, 21, been away from home 4 years. She said, no, I wasn't angry, I was mad. And so I started down the hill. We had a two-story house, and all of our books and things was upstairs where I studied, but I started down the hill. And I was walking down towards my daddy's store, and I was mad. Whew! I just blowing heat. I was so angry. But I didn't go. I mean, she said no, I didn't go. And got down there on the railroad, and I met Noel. And he always called me honey. And he said, honey, I think we've been mad long enough. I think it's time for us to make up. I said, I do too. He said, all right, let's make up right now, and I'm not gonna give you time. I've waited 5 years on you, and I'm not gonna give you time to think anymore. We're gonna be married right now. Well, of course, he had to wait a day or two. So he went to Oxford, he got the license. And he gave me a diamond ring. And it was a very beautiful diamond ring, too, about a full carat. My daughter has it. I gave it to her when she graduated from Ole Miss. And he said, I wouldn't tell. I packed my trunk, I packed my suitcase, I packed everything right in front of all of them, but didn't tell them anything. I just kept a packing. I wouldn't tell them a thing. I just walked down the hill. And of course, I'd sent back from, I gave my brother the suitcase, and he was working at the depot then. And he jumped over the fence and took the suitcase to the depot. My mother didn't know that. And I went on down the hill, and I looked back. Mom was standing on the porch watching me, and Noel met me halfway. And we went off and got married. And I got a card in there showing it. So they forgave us after a certain length of time. They forgave us. They didn't for a long time, but they did finally forgive us. But we went to the picnic in the buggy. I went to Oxford and took music. And I went on the local and came back on the passenger train.
You lived, after you were married, you lived here in Taylor then?
Yes, and I had three children, and when my baby, they were all kind of close together, but at the end, they came and asked me to take place in school here, and I was elected at Oxford twice, and I didn't take that up there because he didn't want me to drive, and following, it was kind of hard at first, you know, and I told him to move to Oxford. He didn't want to. We had his mother's home. His mother died, and she left that home to him. And he didn't want to leave that.
You mean the home was here in?
It was here, but it was below here. It was over here. It was a 9-room house, and it had furniture in it, the marble top dressers. And I've been to Washington, and I've been to Mount Vernon, and I've been to Thomas Jefferson's home in Chattanooga, and I've been to the Hermitage in Nashville, and I've been to Beauvoir and Biloxi, and I've been to all the Mammoth Cave, and I've been to all those places with them, and I never have seen furniture that is as pretty as that we had. He got it from, they had this old, this secretary desk, and they had this curved, and he got it all. It curved glass in the dining room, you know, kind of a thing that held the fancy dishes and all of it was curved glass, and